One of the powerful themes of Tisha B'Av, which we are introduced to very early on in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av morning, is that of challenging Hashem and His judgment. In Kina Zayin, the second Kina of the morning, we read, Eich az tab'abcha l'abib yaradomim emunecha. How could you have rushed to anger to give over your trusted ones into the hands of Rome? Referring, of course, to the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Lo zacharta bris bein besarim, shebeirarta liv chunecha. You didn't remember, you forgot the covenant, the promise you made to Avram at the bris bein besarim. As one of our kids might say to us, you promised. And we know when coming from a child, that is sometimes the most powerful lament and criticism they can give to us. And we do that to Hashem. Lo zacharta bris bein besarim, you promised. How could you forget your own words? Zachor Hashem mehayalanu. We tell Hashem kavyachol, don't forget. Don't close your eyes. See what's happened to us. Don't look away. Don't forget. Time after time, stanza after stanza throughout the Kina, we repeat the theme of directly challenging Hashem's judgment. Different examples in each part of the Kina, but again, the theme repeats itself. Directly challenging Hashem. Eicha. How could you have done this? How could you have let this happen to us? V'lo zacharta, and you didn't remember. You didn't keep your promise. This theme continues and in fact intensifies into the next kina, kina chet. A'adeh kug shamayim ale iti shamayim. I'm going all the way to the top with my complaints, with my challenges, all the way to the heavens if I have to. I need and demand answers. A'or yom macharive pamayim. I curse the day of my destruction twice. I curse the day? Not something we would typically find in religious liturgy. Not exactly a pious posture when speaking to Hashem. But this is something that does take place on Tisha B'Av and in our kinos. Another example of this is in Kina Yud Gimel, where we review various highlights of Jewish history, where there was great promise given to the Jewish people, great intimacy, great love, great commitment, each time symbolized with the Hebrew word ko. And throughout the Kina, we go through and review these various high points of history and say, hey, ko! What happened to this? What happened to that? Hashem, we were there for you. You were there for us. How could you have abandoned us? What happened to that relationship that used to be so intimate and so intensively symbolized by the word ko? This is not only a powerful experience. Rav Soloveitchik noted it is a unique experience to Tisha B'Av, one which is completely inconsistent with our typical posture. We know that when things occur in the world and occur to us, which are things that we would think of as typically difficult, painful, and unjust, our general attitude, as the Gemara in Brachos says, is Keshem Shmevarchen al Tov, Kach Mevarchen al Hara. We say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, even when things that are bad or appear to us to be bad have occurred, because despite what it appears to us and how we feel, we strike a posture of modesty. Intellectual modesty. We retreat behind that posture and we tell ourselves, and we really have to work on it. Admittedly, emotionally it's difficult, but intellectually, theologically, philosophically, it's clear what our attitude is. Humility. We are humbled and we bow our head before the ultimate righteousness and virtue of Hashem's judgment. And yet, Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av, we give voice and expression to those feelings that we usually try to bury, and we directly confront and challenge God about His judgment and His righteousness. Where do we get permission for this? How do we know that this is something that's legitimate on Tisha B'Av? Soloveitchik explained that our matir, our license, comes from the Navi Yirmiyahu, who was commanded by Hashem to write Megillas Eicha. And basically the whole theme, the underlying theme of Eicha is exactly that. Eiko, how could it have happened, Hashem? How could you have left us? How could you have abandoned us? What happened to our relationship? The whole Megillah is in essence a form of challenge to Hashem's judgment, and if God gave the Navi a command to do it, we see that as a license, said Rav Soloveitchik, to include in our kinos, in our religious response to Tisha B'Av, in addition to other themes and other experiences, but one of the critical ones is to directly challenge Hashem's judgment. A powerful, somewhat contemporary, or at least more recent example of this, is retold by Yaffa Eliach in her incredible work, The Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, where she describes part of her participation in a presidential fact-finding mission that went back to Eastern Europe to look at life and, of course, the destruction that had taken place at the time of the Holocaust, and they were there in the summer, and they happened to be in Krakow on Tisha B'Av. She describes how the group, the whole commission, went into the famed Ramaz Shul in Krakow to daven and to say Megillas Eicha on Tisha B'Av Eve, when, right before they could start, a member of this commission of their group, himself, a Holocaust survivor, got up to the bima and shocked everyone by banging on that bima and screaming, "I summon God to Din Torah! I summon God to judgment!" And he recounted in powerful words how his family, his parents, his siblings were all killed nearby. He says, "Hashem, how could it be? You hid, so to speak, in the safety of the shuls, but nearby in places like Auschwitz, my parents and my sisters were being killed. God, you don't exist anymore. You're not here anymore." And he directly and powerfully challenged God's judgment. It's safe to assume that he had these feelings throughout the year, but it's not a coincidence that he gave expression to them on a night none other than Tisha B'Av Eve.